for BSC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver men's hockey team had their season come to a close Saturday night in Mankato. They came within an eyelash, making the national tournament again. And oh, by the way, one of the most bizarre finishes you'll ever see. Details next on BSC Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
The GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications is 10 times faster. Now you can get internet upload and download speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Plus, you can add GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi featuring Wi-Fi 6 technology to get the best in-home wireless experience. For the fastest internet service for your home or business, choose Minnesota's largest broadband cooperative, Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the GigaZone. It's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
BSC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver men's hockey team had their season come to a close Saturday in Mankato. 1-1 headed to overtime. Beavers win. They're in the national tournament for the second straight year. Just 3 minutes in, it appeared as if Minnesota State had scored the game-winning goal. They handed out the trophies, took the celebratory pictures on the ice. The Mavericks headed back to their locker room to celebrate. Social media, however, spread video of the goal quickly. And the Beavers pleaded with the league, the commissioner, and the referees to review the goal once again. An hour and 15 minutes later, the game resumed. The goal waved off. CCHA Commissioner Don Lucia.
Ultimately, I thought the most important thing was that we get the call right.
Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori.
It was a crazy game, obviously. We had a second life. It was odd, obviously, the time that elapsed, but we get back out there and we have an opportunity of winning and, you know, winning a championship, and it just, again, it just didn't happen.
Winning head coach Mike Hastings.
You know what? Congratulations to Bemidji as far as what they did at the end of the season. To have their backs against the wall against a very good Bowling Green team, find a way to win two games, go up to Houghton, win a game 5-2, and then to come in here and push us to what they pushed us to today. I think that says a lot about Tommy and the group that he has. And so with that, I don't know if you can really explain tonight. The biggest thing that we talk about, you just want to get it right at the end.
That's BSC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.